Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The much-talked-about MTV series made in Staten Island, known for being home to New York's most notorious mafia families, the series, a coming-of-age story of a young group of rebellious Staten Islanders as they battle each other and the odds to step away from the shadows and struggle to break away from the temptations of the criminal lifestyle they were born into. The friends will either choose wisely or fall prey to the mistakes of past generations. Made in Staten Island, executive produced by Mob Wife star Karen Gravano, and among the stars of the series, her daughter Karina, described as having a mafia bloodline and an attitude to match. She has the guidance of her grandfather, Sammy the Bull Gravano, also starring Christian CP, called a lover and a fighter, big heart, a swag that makes all the girls swoon. Karina and CP, two of the stars of MTV's new series Made in Staten Island, Mondays 10 Eastern Pacific, joining us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have both of you with us today.
Thanks for having us, Rick.
Thank you.
Looking forward to the series. And Karina, you've said we grew up surrounded by the mob, but now we're trying to find our own way. In reality, how difficult is that?
I mean, I never looked at it as a bad thing. To be honest, I saw the good in it. And now I know where that life gets you. You know, I deal with the repercussions. I went to go visit my grandfather in prison, my father, my uncle, and my grandmother and my mom were left to really hold down the family. And I feel like that made me a strong, independent woman, and I made the best out of it.
Mm-hmm. And Christian, from your standpoint, in breaking away with the temptations, is it possible to break away and still live in Staten Island?
It is 100% possible, Rick. That's one of the big points I'm trying to get across in this show. Is that, you know, you can do anything you want to do. If you put your mind to it, you know, like me, being surrounded by, you know, bad things and, you know, people that, even if they're not bad people, they've made mistakes just as I have. You know, at the end of the day, if you want it enough, Rick, you're going to get it. You're going to be able to separate yourself from these bad things. But at the end of the day, like I said, you got to want it. And at this point in my life, I want it. And I'm not looking back.
It seems like there are some very positive messages that come out of it. Yet, before the season even starts, I'm talking about the much-talked-about MTV series Made in Staten Island. Even before the first episode airs, there is a negative vibe out there. You've got the mayor of New York saying, glorifying individuals of poor moral character. What's it like when you hear that? And it's like, could you watch an episode maybe and then make a judgment?
Exactly. I feel like so many people are judging a book by its cover. It's like, we're not glorifying anything bad or, you know, the mafia or anything like that. We're just trying to tell our story and hope that everybody can relate. And, you know, at our age, it's like you could either go down the wrong path or the right path. And that's what we're really trying to get that message out there. It's a little unfortunate that people are judging it off a 30-second clip, but I hope everyone can tune in and understand that that's not what we're portraying.
And Christian, from your standpoint, we get to see the reality. You had some trouble. You're trying to break away from that now. You're talking to your dad who's in jail. Talk about the emotions you're going through and how sort of reality slaps you in the face, doesn't it, when you see your dad in that situation and you realize it'd be pretty easy for me to fall into that as well.
Well, I tell you one thing. I definitely had my share of my own troubles and you know, been locked up here and there and, you know, was going down the wrong path. And even though at the end of the day, my father is my personal best friend in the world and I would never trade him for anybody else as a father, you know, he's made his mistakes, so have I. But you know, there comes a point in time where you realize you have to separate yourself. Either you're going to go down the same path as, you know, your loved ones or whatever the case may be, or you're going to do your own thing. And it came to a point where I finally realized and smartened up and realized that I had to do the right thing. So now I got the TV show thing going on. I got the, you know, this is going to be one of the biggest reality TV shows, if not the biggest. I know it's going to be a great thing, and nothing but positivity is coming out of it, and I hope we could share that with the rest of the world, the rest of the country, and whatever. The millions of people that this show reaches out to, everybody's going to see and understand that. Like Karina said, it's not about being a gangster or thinking that we're gangster. It's about wanting to change a vicious cycle of, you know, who our family was and where they came from, mm-hmm. and not glorifying the bad things, but trying to change them. And that's what I'm working on personally, and that's what I'm going to keep keep striving for.
And Karina, we get to see sort of a different side of Staten Island, don't we? Sort of this unique family culture there where everybody, it looks like it's one big family. You feature family and you feature food as well. Not a bad combination.
Listen, good conversations and good food is a great combo.
Yeah.
But you definitely get to see we are a big family, and that's how I look at Staten Island, honestly. I feel like it's all one big family. It's so close. Everybody knows that good bakery or that good pizza shop. It's very, very different, and I can't wait for everybody to feel, you know, like they get a better understanding of Staten Island.
Listen, Rick, yesterday was Sunday. I had Chinese, I had a home-cooked meal, and I had the pizzeria all in the same day to end it off at the bakery. You know, Staten Island's a great place.
Sort of the United Nations of food you've got going on there. You've touched all the bases on a Sunday with family. It can't get much better than that.
I would definitely say, yes.
You know, Karina, there's a really interesting clip, and I can't wait to see the whole scene where you're talking on the phone with your grandfather, and he's giving you a motivational speech. Talk about that relationship with your grandfather, because you sort of represent the downside of criminal life. Your mother was there when things were really going strong, and there were fast cars, the fancy restaurants, all of that. Basically, what all you know is family members you have to visit holidays in jail.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and honestly, I love that I can finally have the relationship that I do have with my grandfather now. You know, if I ever need advice, I can call him and he'll speak for maybe hours on everything that I
need
to know. And, you know, it's good to have him home and have him. Like, it feels like a family again. Everyone's home for the holidays. And I never looked at him as a bad guy. I never looked at him as anything besides my grandfather. And that's my family. And it's great to hear what he has to say, and always giving me the best advice and to stay in the right path.
Is this an opportunity you have, your generation has, to maybe eliminate that myth out there of the mafia, the legend of the mafia? Are we going to sort of see the other side now and maybe put that to rest once and for all?
I mean, listen, Rick, at the end of the day, every place has its good and its bad, you know? And Staten Island was definitely stuck with the crazy stigma that, you know, it's all, you know, mafia connected and everybody's mobbed up and it's all Italian. That's not the truth. It's a very diverse place. And, you know, just like everywhere else, as I said before, there's good and there's bad. But basically what we're getting at in this show is we're just trying to, you know, share our personal lives with you. We're not representing Staten Island as a whole. We're not, you know, trying to represent Italian Americans as a whole. We got diverse and a few different nationalities on this show between our best friend group. And, you know, we're basically just trying to give you a piece of our lives and give you a glimpse of what we go through on a day-to-day basis that is something that you can relate to and everybody across the country will be able to relate to. And we hope that maybe we can make a change and, you know, help people out. We're just sharing our personal story.
Karina, you know firsthand the power of doing a reality series, a television series like this, and you have this platform. What do you hope to accomplish with this? What do you hope people take away from watching Made in Staten Island?
I just hope that people take away that so many people judged before they even really watched it or got to know each and every one of us individually. I feel like not a lot of people understand the point that we're really trying to get across, and we're trying to send love and positivity, and hopefully a lot of people can relate and help people out and help kids understand that they're not alone or going through things is okay, and struggles and family members, and, you know, to just stay close and keep going.
Yeah, got about a minute left with each of you. And Karina, I'll start with you. You mentioned everybody goes through struggles, but you have goals. What would you like to accomplish? What are some of your goals?
Some of my goals are to take any opportunity, any good opportunity that comes my way. I mean, I have a lot planned for the future, and you guys are going to definitely see that on Made in Staten Island, but I have a lot of plans that I want to be able to help my family out and continue to be an independent young lady, as my mom taught me to be growing up.
And CP, how about you? It sounds like you really have your life headed in a positive direction now. What are some of your goals? What would you like to accomplish?
Listen, Rick, I definitely could say one thing. I had enough of the bad vibes and the bad things happen in my past. And you know what? From here on out, I want nothing more than to stay out of trouble, be successful, and, you know, take care of my family, take care of the people around me and the people that once looked out for me and, you know, will continue to look out for me. You'll see in the show I live with my aunt and my uncle. Where would I be today if it wasn't for them? Also my grandparents, you know. Shout out to my grandfather, it's his birthday today. And I can't even begin to explain the things that he's done for me. And you know what? Without them, it wouldn't have been possible. And I just want to give back. I want to be able to help them, put a smile on their face, and let the rest of the world know that I'm not a bad person and I'm not just going to be a statistic or another gangster from Staten Island. That's not the truth.
Looking forward to following both of your lives as they unfold. The series is Made in Staten Island, premiering Monday, January 14th, 10 Eastern Pacific on MTV. Karina and Christian CP with us on the program. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Congratulations on the series. We will be watching. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Rick. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.